So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics.
WRJN AccuWeather Forecast. The cold wave will continue through tomorrow. We'll have some moderation at the end of the weekend, and temperatures are likely to reach the 30s for a few days next week. I'm not saying we're going into a warm weather pattern. There will still be more cold air very close to us, but at least for a while the flow will be more westerly, which allows air to come downhill off the Rockies and move eastward and warm up a little bit instead of straight from the central and northern part of Canada. But for today and tonight, tomorrow, still frigid. High today 10, low tonight 0 to 4. Up to about 18 tomorrow and 21 on Sunday. Weekend will be sunny for a good part of the time. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
He sounds cold, doesn't he?
Time now on WRJN for a sponsored conversation with Attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Attorney Cabranes is here to talk about and answer legal questions. For 20 years, Cabranes Law Office in Racine has specialized in traffic law, including OWIs, immigration, family law, and criminal defense issues. And now John Cabranes is here on WRJN to talk with you, our listeners. In a few moments, we'll be giving you the number if you'd like to call in.
Welcome into this fresh January 6, 2017 edition of the Cabranes Law Hour. It's 8 minutes after 1 o'clock. You're listening live. We will be giving you that number momentarily. But first, we have breaking news. Shanaz Lakdawala lives.
Hello, Glenn. How are you?
I have no complaints, but thank you for caring enough to ask. How are you?
I'm great.
Besides being alive.
I'm alive. I'm alive and well.
Did you have a wonderful holiday break?
I did.
Where did the holidays find you?
I went to New York for Christmas, and for New Year's, I was in Dallas.
Did you have any legal encounters while you were gone?
No, I did not.
Did you have any legal issues, personally?
Didn't you fall a couple times?
I did fall.
Did you consider calling Thomas Durkin for a personal injury lawsuit?
No, I did not, but I will get his number from Attorney Cabranes before I leave here today.
You should have that on speed dial, clearly. And you should have the Cabranes Law Office on your speed dial, ladies and gentlemen. That number is 262-638-0529. 262-638-0529. And Attorney Cabranes, what is happening at that number as we speak?
Operators are standing by for the first time in two Fridays.
Which is awesome because we're over the holidays and now every reality is sinking in, and people clearly need your legal advice and help.
That's true. I mean, people, the holidays usually bring drunken fights, just about everything.
Jordan would know something about those drunken fights. I know, spending some of the holidays in Peoria.
Oh, no. We don't drink much, actually.
No barroom brawls on your visit?
Mm-mm.
How are you?
I'm good.
You look cold.
I am. It's pretty cold out, and I can't find my gloves, so.
Oh, no.
I really didn't look hard.
Well, I'm sure that Attorney Cabranes, being the gallant man that he is, the man of chivalry, offered you his gloves.
No, he didn't.
The number to call to talk to these attorneys from the Cabranes Law Office about any legal issue that you have, whether it be something that is happening in your life or a family member or a loved one or a friend, or you just have a question. 634-WRJN is the number to call. You're listening live because it is 11 minutes after 1 o'clock. That means you can call in right now. 634-WRJN, 634-9756. Shanazu, how much did you miss me?
I missed you
as much as the sky.
Yes, what he said.
No, I want to know how much Attorney Shanaz Lakdawala of the Cabranes Law Office thought of me, because you didn't even recognize me when I walked in.
I didn't recognize you.
Because I shaved.
You shaved.
Yeah, because I went down to Florida. Mm-hmm. That means we haven't seen each other for like 6 weeks.
Yeah, because before that we had Lou Turner. I think
we like to call him Sweet Lou Turner.
Sweet Lou Turner.
So who's better, him or me?
I'd rather not say.
Well, I know you'd rather not say, but I'm asking you.
Because we're here with you today, it's you.
It's definitely Lou Turner, isn't it?
I'm staying neutral.
And I'll tell you what something else is better is Attorney Cabranes' Los Angeles Kings ink on his left arm. Did you see it?
I have not seen it.
It has been retouched. The tattoo that Attorney Cabranes got in honor of his Los Angeles Kings winning the Stanley Cup, lo those many years ago now. Would you like to show the attorney to your right your L.A. Kings tat?
No, they don't. They don't need to see that.
But they want to see it.
No, they really don't, and I don't want to show it to them.
I got a tattoo while I was gone in Florida in honor of my Chicago Cubs winning the World Series.
And we knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would be honored to show you at some point, but I have a big sweater on. It'd be hard to get to it right now.
He would essentially have to go topless, and topless and, radio is not something we're going to do today.
And that's not pretty. And then, but look what else is adorning the WRJN studios now, the Chicago Cubs W flag.
I might need to switch seats.
Can you see it?
I'm feeling nauseous.
Oh.
You sound a little nauseous, Jordan. Why would you be nauseous about that?
Oh, I'm just kidding.
No, you're not just kidding. You're kidding, but you're not just kidding.
I
when anybody says they're just kidding.
She hates all things Chicago.
I do, that's true.
Are you a Cardinals fan?
I am.
Oh, my God. Nebraska, St. Louis. Yeah, no bueno.
Go Big Red.
A little Spanish lingo there for you. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, the Cabranes Law Office is bilingual. Well, you're more than bilingual, aren't you?
Actually, we are. We are actually quadrilingual.
Why you look to Shanaz when you say that?
Because we all, except for Jordan, speak English. all kidding aside, we all speak English. I speak Spanish. Attorney Claire Longdon, who does another radio show with me on Sundays, in Spanish. We both speak Spanish. And then Attorney Lakdawala speaks two other languages.
What are they again?
Hindi, Gujarati.
Yes, you said it right.
Oh, my God.
Starting off the new year in fine fashion. I know. John Cabranes from downtown.
And I think she speaks bits and pieces of a third one.
Yeah, a little bit of Punjabi. But I can understand it. I'm not very fluent in it.
Please wish the citizens in Southeast Wisconsin a happy new year in Hindi, please.
Jo bhi sun rahe aap sabko naya saal mubarak ho.
Well, that's a mouthful there.
It is, and she could have said anything.
for everyone who's listening, happy new year.
That was very, very thoughtful of you.
Yes.
You can take off your jacket and stay a while.
It's cold. Freezing. It's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's ridiculous is what
my
it is.
Like
so, we've got a phone number available for you, ladies and gentlemen, to talk to the attorneys about anything legal. We have a good time, but we also get serious on legal issues because people have serious legal problems. 634-WRJN, 634-9756 is the number to call, and we will take you right away because phone lines are open right now. 634-WRJN, 634-9756. So, switching gears significantly, we had the revelation of this horrific crime in Chicago the other day where this young special needs kid, 18 years old, was kidnapped by one of them was his friend, allegedly.
Alleged friend, yeah.
And his mom drops off this young man, and he's basically held hostage and tortured for 2 days.
And streamed live on Facebook.
And they streamed it live on Facebook. Really a horrific crime.
These are animals. I mean, these are really not even human beings at this point.
Two questions for you. Since you brought it, or since you articulated your opinion on that way, if that case comes to you as a defense attorney at the Cabranes Law Office, do you take that case?
Oh, sure. I take the case. Because everybody's entitled to a defense.
Even animals.
Even animals. Actually, in my 20 years of practice, the only type of case that I don't take is animal cruelty cases. I know this is going to sound terrible, but there's just something about you know, somebody who's willing to hurt animals.
As opposed to what they did to this kid?
Yeah, yeah. Because I think that there is a very similar level. See, I don't understand. I don't understand what goes through somebody's mind that does a crime like this. There's a certain level of cruelty that you have to have, where you see people, where you're causing people to suffer, and it doesn't move you. And I've never understood that. You know, for humans, okay. You know, depending on the time of day and the day of the week, you know, I either like people or I don't. so it doesn't.
What are you laughing about, Shanaz?
He always likes me. I don't know.
Yeah, well.
I'm always on his good side.
You think that's an accurate description, a self-description from Attorney John Cabranes?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and you know, animals, on the other hand, they really are completely defenseless.
Kid was pretty defenseless. Although he escaped.
I mean, this kid is pretty defenseless too. But the way that these guys were busted is apparently they were all making way too much noise. They were yelling and screaming at this kid. This kid was apparently crying and screaming, and the neighbors heard it. Do I defend them? Yeah, I do, and I do the best I can for them.
So you're telling me you would defend these four individuals who kidnapped and tortured this kid for a couple of days,
sure,
but you would not have defended Michael Vick?
I would not have defended Michael Vick, and in fact, I had a dogfighting case come to me several years ago, and I refused to take that case. I wasn't going to do it, and I won't do it, and you know, you draw the line somewhere. And that's where I've chosen to draw the line, and you may or may not agree with me that I'm putting animals over humans, but you know what? As a general rule, animals are defenseless, and they want, and the sad thing about animals, especially abused animals, is that they're always coming back to you, looking for you. They live in the moment, so they're coming back to you, and they want to, whatever it is that they've, in their mind, they've done to make you angry, they want to try to make it up to you. And, you know, there's a lot of parallels there, by the way, and I'm going to take heat from this, I know, when I say this, but there's a lot of parallels to people abused spouses and abused children. Their partners or their parents who abuse them, you know, they want to keep coming back, and they want to show some love, and they continue to get abused. But we got a call.
We do, but I guarantee you that there is a significant percentage of our listening audience that would agree with you 100%. I'll get to my second question on this case, and I'm going to take a poll, an in-studio poll, to see how many people agree with Attorney John Cabranes. But for now, we've got a caller at 634-WRJN, 634-9756. Caller, good afternoon. You're on the air with the attorneys of the Cabranes Law Office.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I think I had called you once before, because it's been more than 3 years now, a little over 3 years. And I just can't get over. This guy hit my car, and they blamed me for it. And the cops, they saw what happened. They saw how the car was sitting. I just can't get over how it came out.
All right. Well, so how
it wasn't that I wanted anything, but it was just the principle of how could they charge me? They didn't give me no ticket. They didn't give the guy no ticket.
Caller, how can the attorneys help you today?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
All right. You sound like you're in your car. But later on our website at WRJN.com, the attorney's phone number at the law office will be on our website right on the homepage. Call them and make your appointment.
I already have it. I have it written down because I listen to it every week.
All right. We appreciate it. Call them and make an appointment, and they'll see if they can help you, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. She's still upset.
And I don't blame her, you know. Sometimes it's really unfair. You know, the cops arrive on the scene. You've been involved in an accident. You know, the cop makes a determination. Sometimes, you know, what I hear a lot from people in a situation like that is, you know, the cop didn't even talk to me. They talked to the other person. They didn't even talk to me, and then they wrote me the ticket. You know, and so, and that will drive somebody, somebody absolutely crazy when you can't get your side of the story out. And that's why, in all honesty, you have a lot of these small claims cases that develop over property damage on these kind of things, because people feel that they need to be heard, and they don't care that that somebody wrote a ticket. So they don't care that that their case may not be a great case. They want to be heard. And they should be heard. You know, we do the best we can to get their story out and to make it compelling and to show that they were not at fault. Sometimes we're successful, sometimes we're not. It depends on the facts of the case. But you know, it's one of those things. If you feel that you haven't been heard, we'll certainly give you an opportunity to be heard.
Perhaps as opposed to our previous call, you have not written down the phone number of the Cabranes Law Office yet. Get a pencil and paper, and I shall give you the correct number where operators are standing by, and you can call the office right now and make an appointment. Your first consultation is absolutely gratis. 634-WRJN. No, the number at the Cabranes Law Office is 262-638-0529. 262-638-0529. Make your appointment with the attorneys there and call them. You can talk to them right now. It's 24 minutes after 1 o'clock. It is Friday afternoon. You're listening live. You've got a question. They've got answers. 634-WRJN is the number here in the studio. 634-9756. So before we took our caller, we were talking about your decision not to defend those that have been significantly, I would say, accused of animal cruelty, as opposed to your willingness to defend somebody like the young people that committed allegedly this crime of taking this special needs young man in Chicago hostage and then torturing him. So I think that there are a lot of people that would agree with you. But we've got four folks in the studio. I want to see, by a show of hands, we already know what Attorney Cabranes thinks. How many people think in the studio that animal cruelty cases or cruelty to animals is worse and not defendable by you as an attorney, as opposed to what happened in Chicago?
Let me just say this. I'm not saying it's worse. Okay, I'm not saying
you're just saying you're personally not going to defend that.
It's
personally worse to you.
Yeah, I that's where I draw the line. I don't have any kids. I have dogs. Okay, so if I had kids, maybe I'd feel that way about, you know, sexual assault against children or things like that.
Well, how many attorneys or how many people? There's three of us, so we have 25% already in Attorney Cabranes' corner. Who agrees with him? Raise your hand, please, anonymously. We'll be anonymous on the radio. I will tell you that 75% of the people in the studio agree with Attorney Cabranes. I will not tell you which ones.
Well, I would actually like to hear from the people in the listening audience. I mean, what do you think? I mean, where do you draw the line in these kind of cases? I'll tell you that my experience with some prosecutors has been that they just automatically, anybody who's accused of a crime is treated as scum.
Even if they're defense attorneys?
Especially if they're defense attorneys. there are some prosecutors that essentially all they need is the accusation, and in your mind, in their mind, you're garbage. The reality is that life isn't that black and white, and it's in those gray areas that defense attorneys live.
All right. Well, so callers, give us your opinion. Do you side with Attorney John Cabranes in his decision not to defend those that are seriously accused of animal cruelty? And should they take precedence legally and in your mind as a caller and as a citizen of our fine area over cases like just happened in Chicago. Give us your opinion or give us your questions of any legal nature. 634-WRJN, 634-9756. We're asking you, as our listeners, do you agree with Attorney John Cabranes on this issue? 634-WRJN, 634-9756. So the second part of that question, or the second question that I wanted to ask you as part of that topic, was there's been now a big debate, as there's been ongoing in this country for a long time, on was this a hate crime?
Oh, sure it was. Sure it was.
Let me finish the question. Should there be hate crime legislation? Should certain crimes be categorized differently, even though the results, in other words, you're judging people's souls as opposed just to their actions in your very professional and expertise or expert attorney opinion?
You know, I think that, again, you know, you have this grayscale where at one end you've got, you know, you've got this bright white line, and then at the other end you've got the black line, and in the middle is all the gray area. You know, you don't have to go back in this country's history too far to find serious race motivated crimes. I mean, there have been lynchings. There have been, you know, the peace riders that disappeared in Mississippi. You have.
But all right. So let's take a lynching.
Okay.
And somebody's been lynched, as happened frequently in this country's not so distant past.
That's right.
Why not just prosecute a crime like that in 2016 as murder?
Well, you can certainly do that, but I think that and you know, at a certain point, it doesn't make a difference how you prosecute. You prosecute a first-degree intentional homicide, the penalty for conviction on first-degree intentional homicide, at least in the state of Wisconsin, is going to be life in prison. And then what winds up happening is the judge gets to decide how much time you spend in prison or if you ever get out of prison, because Wisconsin doesn't have the death penalty. So, and thank God for that. You know, first degree intentional homicide, you're either going to stay in, or you're going to get out at some point, somewhere way down the line. You know, in charging it as a hate crime, it may tilt the scales to you not ever getting out. Okay, but the reality is that it makes very little difference. Where it starts making, I think, more difference is in states that you do have the death penalty. I think that the jury then starts to get swayed by your individual motivation. That this case
isn't there federal hate crime legislation as well?
Oh, sure, sure.
And so you might actually be found not guilty in a local municipality, and then if the feds come in and charge you with a hate crime, you could have to be retried all over again, right?
It's a dual sovereign system, so that you don't have a double jeopardy protection based on state charges and federal charges. And in fact, what they do is usually what you'll see with the feds is they'll come in, and if you've been acquitted in the state courts, they'll come in and they'll charge you with some type of civil right violation, which can have some very heavy penalties to them. You know, I got to tell you, I don't have a problem with the hate crime classification, hate crime enhancer, because, you know, you can't, you certainly can't legislate hatred out of people. Okay, so, you know, if somebody wants to be a bigot, they're going to be a bigot, and it's primarily how you were raised. But it's entirely up to you to control yourself and to control your bigotry, okay? If you want to scream out some racial insult to somebody on the street, that's fine. You do whatever you want to do because you're an idiot, okay?
And you have the freedom
to be one.
To be an idiot.
In this country, for the most part, you have the freedom to be an idiot. That's correct.
As long as you don't break the law.
Right. Now, you know, if I take out a baseball bat and I find somebody who is, you know, a different race than myself, or maybe a different sexual orientation or something along those lines, And I beat the heck out of them because of their race or sexual orientation. You know what? I think you need to send a message to the other bigots out there that, you know what, keep your bigotry under control or you're going to be punished. And I think, you know, the tolerance level, there has to be zero tolerance, in my opinion, for that kind. Now, do I defend people on that? Yes, I do, okay? Because, you know, it's kind of, it's the other side of that coin is you say it was a hate-related crime. I don't necessarily agree that it may be. I mean, how do you determine that it was a hate-related crime? How do you determine that it's not just somebody who is just completely out of control and some white guy picks out a black guy out of the street and decides to beat the hell out of him, okay? Was it racially motivated or was it just because you're an idiot? And so, you know, that's where...
See, generally speaking, I would be against the government overreach that I believe is represented by hate crime legislation. However, I must say that was the most convincing argument I've ever heard for hate crime legislation. He's the very convincing attorney John Cabranes, along with attorneys Shanaz Lakdawala and Jordan Schrader. We're taking your calls on this subject or any legal question that you have for the attorneys of the Cabranes Law Office. The number is 634-WRJN, 634-9756. We're going to break for the great Tom Carco and this hour's news update, and then we'll take your call, 634-WRJN, 634-9756. And Jordan Schrader, apparently you are not the only one that is cold.
Winter blahs setting in. Holiday hangover hitting your pocketbook a little hard.
Forecast. The cold wave will continue through tomorrow. We'll have some moderation at the end of the weekend, and temperatures are likely to reach the 30s for a few days next week. I'm not saying we're going into a warm weather pattern. There will still be more cold air very close to us, but at least for a while the flow will be more westerly, which allows air to come downhill off the Rockies and move eastward and warm up a little bit instead of straight from the central and northern part of Canada. But for today and tonight, tomorrow, still frigid. High today 10, low tonight 0 to 4. Up to about 18 tomorrow and 21 on Sunday. Weekend will be sunny for a good part of the time. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
Time now on WRJN for a sponsored conversation with attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Attorney Cabranes is here to talk about and answer legal questions. For 20 years, Cabranes Law Office in Racine has specialized in traffic law, including OWIs, immigration, family law, and criminal defense issues. And now John Cabranes is here on WRJN to talk with you, our listeners. In a few moments, we'll be giving you the number if you'd like to call in.
The Cabranes Law Hour is coincidentally brought to you by the Cabranes Law Offices, LLC. No attorney-client relationship is being created. The show is intended to provide legal information and not legal advice. The attorneys have neither the time or the information during the show to fully review your particular legal issue. Be aware that in some cases, time limits may apply in the prosecution of your case, and you should seek legal assistance as soon as possible. Cabranes Law Offices, LLC, makes no representation that the information provided today has specific application to your particular legal issue. And you can talk to the attorneys of the Cabranes Law Office right now. It is 20 minutes until 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon. You've got questions, we've got answers. 634-WRJN is the number. Any legal issue or anything on your mind of a legal nature, 634-WRJN, 634-9756. So, ladies and gentlemen, I need your grammatical opinion on this one, okay?
So
it says, it says the Cabranes Law Offices LLC makes no representation.
Make.
Shouldn't it be make?
It should be make.
Well, blame Josh for that one again. I'll tell you, we should have been recording the conversation during the potentially award-winning newscast of the great Tom Carco. Getting very thick and philosophical in here. So what do you think, Shanaz and Jordan, attorneys at the Cabranes Law Office?
About
hate crime.
Hate crime.
Should there be specific legislation and prosecutions for people hating other people?
I think I think it should upon be there. It. Yeah. I think part of it, even if it doesn't make much of a difference at the end, I think for the families of the victims and stuff, I think it does make a difference, because the reason that, you know, maybe someone attacked another person, whether it be race, religion, sexual orientation, whatever it is, it makes a difference to the families. And if that's their motivation to hurt someone, I think it should matter, and it should be in legislation.
What say you, Jordan Schrader?
I would say I agree with that. And as I think Attorney Cabranes already said, as a defense standpoint, how do you determine, though, if it's a hate crime? Like, how do you know if they're going after them because it's a hate, because they hate them? Or
I think, as I said before the break, I don't know about answering to families' emotional needs.
Yeah.
That's usually not a legal standard, is it?
No, and in fact, I think it's a very dangerous thing. The Constitution protects the accused, okay, and the legal protections are for the accused, because the accused has to suffer the consequences of the conviction. We don't do lynch mobs in this country. At least we haven't done them in a while.
And we've never done them legally.
That's right. And so, honestly, when the scales start tipping too much in the direction of the victim, first of all, as a defense attorney, I hate that. If you convict them fair and square, okay, then clearly Wisconsin has a victim's notification as part of its Wisconsin Constitution, where the victim has some rights, and they have a right to be consulted on by the district attorney's office on charging decisions, on how the case is going to be resolved. They have a right to be heard. They have a right to come to the court appearances. They have a right to be heard at sentencing. They have rights to express themselves and to get whatever they need to have off of their chest. Where I think you start drawing some very dangerous lines is when you start legislating crimes based on, hurt feelings, or, to make things better for the victim.
And that's my point on hate crimes.
Well, and I think that if someone's going to commit a hate crime, they're also going to commit another crime, so you're going to see them again. If they have that capacity to...
But the hate crimes are always lobbed on to what already is a criminal act, aren't they?
Well, they are, and it's basically a dogpiling thing. I mean, you're basically dogpiling. And what I mean by that, for anybody who's played...
Yeah, we will absolutely not defend dogpilers, that's for sure.
No, no. But dogpiling, for anybody who's played Sandlot football, is, when you played Sandlot tackle and somebody took you down, everybody started pile on.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean by dogpiling is they just start throwing on charges. A lot of times what happens with these charges and these enhancers is you'll find that they're there to resolve the case quickly. Because look, here's the reality, and I know my friend Trish Hansen, who's the DA of this county.
Who just is getting sworn in today.
Right.
Congratulations, right. Trish Hansen.
Congratulations, Trish. She would acknowledge this, is that, you look at the numbers of felony cases that are filed in Racine County every year. There are roughly 1,600 felony cases filed in this county. There are 2.5 courtrooms. And when I say 2.5, there's one courtroom that used to be half juvenile and half felony, and I think they're moving it into a third felony court now. So there are 3 felony courts for roughly, call it, 1,500 cases a year. That's 500 cases per courtroom per year. And if you wanted to force them into a trial on each one of them, they can only try approximately 52 cases per courtroom per year.
Wow.
So out of the 1,500 felony cases filed, you have the capability of maybe trying 150 of them. Okay? So they need to resolve. They need to plea bargain. They need to resolve in some fashion the vast majority of these cases. And so what happens, and some prosecutors do it, and it's borderline ethical, But what they'll do is they'll charge everything they possibly can in a case, anything that they think, and they're under ethical obligations too.
They're dogpiling, in other words.
They do, and you know, in some counties they go overboard with it. I can say honestly that Racine County has never been too bad about that. Kenosha sometimes can go in the wrong direction on that, but the reason they're doing it is because they want to create an incentive for the defendant to resolve the case, because the defendant can either resolve the case. Let's say you're dealing with an armed robbery, okay. And the DA is going to offer you 4 years. But if you don't take it, you're looking at 30 or 40 years based on all the different charges that they're going to slap on you. You know, there's a real incentive there for somebody who committed a crime to resolve the case quickly rather than run the risk of a trial. The problem, of course, with plea bargaining is if you didn't do it, okay, you've got all these charges that you're facing, and now you're so frightened about spending the rest of your life in prison
yep.
that you're going to try to resolve the case.
I had a very good friend of mine who one drunk night bragged about burning down a church in Tampa, which he did not do, but he was being a big shot and an idiot. And so fast forward about 8 months, and he was involved with another good friend of mine who basically stole this guy's wife away from him. He didn't do it, the guy that said that he burned down the church. So the guy whose wife left him went to the DA in Tampa, told him what this guy had said. He gets arrested not only for burning the church down, but for a hate crime.
Oh, sure.
And so now he's facing just exactly what Attorney John Cabranes just explained, a whole bevy of charges, and they wanted to plea it.
Sure.
Because if there's any place on the planet that is overburdened in the judicial system, it is Tampa, Florida, and Hillsborough County. And he wouldn't plea.
No.
Because he didn't do it. And he started with a private attorney like yourself, then he couldn't afford it anymore, got a public defender, and I remember exactly where I was standing. I was in Eagle River at Pitlick Sand Beach Resort Bar in the little living room section, and I got the call. I saw his caller ID, and all I heard on the other end was not guilty, and my knees buckled. He was looking at life in prison.
Oh yeah,
this is really serious stuff you guys deal with.
It's life changing, and you have to take it very seriously. And you know, you put your personal feelings aside. Okay, I honestly, when people walk through the door, you know, I hear some horrific things that they're accused of. And at the risk of making me seem less likable, I don't care.
That would be hard to do.
I don't care. I don't care what you've been accused of.
As long as it's not cruelty to
Well, that's a different issue, because that's my issue. That's not that's my personal issue. That's not an impediment. But I honestly don't care what it is.
Why don't you care?
Because that's not my job to care.
What is your job?
My job is to get the best resolution for my client that I can get. Sometimes that means going to trial. And if we go to trial, then I get paid to win. I don't get paid to just go to trial. So we got to do everything that we can for the client. If we need to get expert witnesses, we go look for expert witnesses. I mean, Shanaz will tell you right now, she and I are locked in a battle right now. On a first, was it? It's a
first
second
degree
first degree sexual assault of a child.
Not with each other.
No,
you're actually on the same team.
Yes,
yeah. Oh, that's good. But just want to clarify that Shanaz Lakdawala, who works at the Cabranes Law Office, is not suing her boss. That's
no. And so we're you know, we're locked in a battle with the district attorney's office right now, and you know. Experts are going to be required, mm-hmm. and we're going to have to, and in fact, Right now, it's looking very likely that we're going to have to lock horns with one of the largest corporations on the face of the earth to try to get some
care
evidence.
To mention them?
Right? Yeah, Google.
Google.
We're going
to Google the case.
you may. But it's looking more and more likely that we're going to have to take them to court because we're trying to get some information out of our own client's email account. And they're refusing to cough it up, and so, and they're citing law that doesn't apply in this case. So, we're going to wind up having to take on, you know, one of the world's largest companies, true David and Goliath. But you know what? Here's the thing, that can never be part of the equation. The equation is, I've got a client. My client has legal needs that need to be met, and I'm going to do everything I can to meet those legal needs. Period. End of story.
How is your slingshot shooting ability, Shanaz?
Not very good.
Okay, but
I don't have any hand-eye coordination at all.
Okay, but we're just trying to continue the metaphor here, David and Goliath. We're wanting to continue to take your calls. You still got time to call in. It's about 8 minutes until 2 o'clock. The attorneys at the Cabranes Law Office are waiting to take your calls at 634-WRJN, 634-9756. Any legal issue or question that you have, 634-WRJN, 634-9756 to talk to attorneys John Cabranes, Jordan Schrader, and Shanaz Lakdawala of the Cabranes Law Office. Jack, you mentioned that there are 1,500 felonies that potentially could go to trial in Racine County. How does that compare the number of felonies compared to jurisdictions about our size all over the country?
Oh, all over the country I can't speak to. I can speak to mostly southeastern Wisconsin because that's where I do most of my work.
So how does it compare to places that are comparable sizes to us?
Kenosha is roughly the same. Walworth County is probably a little bit lower. Population density, especially in some of the larger cities, because, I mean, Walworth County doesn't have any really major cities. I mean, you can say Lake Geneva is a pretty big city. Elkhorn, not much in terms of population. Lake Geneva is probably as big as you get in Walworth County. That's dwarfed by Racine and Kenosha, which are the two main cities in these two counties. Waukesha, I consider more of a metro Milwaukee area, so they have a lot of spillover in Waukesha. Washington County, they get a lot of spillover from Milwaukee County, the southern end of Washington County anyway. But I think, 1,500 for what does Racine County have now? I think the city of Racine is a little over 100,000.
I think it's actually a little under, but I might be incorrect. I think we're like under 90,000.
Yeah, I think, I think it's not hugely out of whack for a county of this size.
Well, out of the 1,500 cases, what percentage do you think are actually taken to trial?
Well, I'll tell you that many years ago, and in fact, too many years ago to basically rely on this number, there was a statistic that was thrown out that basically said that 90% of arrests are actually charged. Of those cases that are charged, 90% of those that are charged plead. And of those, 90% of the cases that go to trial result in convictions. Those are some pretty ugly numbers for people. It is what it is. I mean, generally speaking, when you think about the protections that are built into the system, cops have to have probable cause to arrest you. The prosecutor, when they make a determination as to whether or not to charge you, the standard that they use is, can I get a conviction? Okay, do I have enough evidence here to get a conviction? And if they don't think they have enough evidence, they're not going to charge you. Then you have your right to a jury trial, and then you have to go beyond do I think I have enough evidence to convict you to an actually convicting beyond a reasonable doubt. So there are protections built into the system which fail periodically. Because obviously there are acquittals, and when you have an acquittal, that means that somewhere along the line they didn't in fact have enough evidence to either arrest you or convict you. Or
perhaps didn't do a good enough job convincing a jury of that.
Well, and that's why when the verdict comes back, it's not innocent. It's not guilty. Because not guilty just means the state didn't prove it. And so it doesn't mean, and so that's why, you know, when you're accused of a horrible crime, your reputation gets trashed.
Yeah.
You know, all somebody has to say is, you know, so-and-so was accused of sexually assaulting a child. Where do you go to get your reputation back? It's not going to be with an acquittal.
It's like that old question, Mr. Smith, when did you stop beating your wife?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do with that? He's Attorney John Cabranes. Attorneys Jordan Schrader and Shanaz Lakdawala from the Cabranes Law Office are in the radio station, as they are every Friday from 1 until 2 o'clock, taking your calls at 634-WRJN. But you can call the law offices right now to make your first complimentary appointment with the attorneys of the Cabranes Law Office. That number to call, write it down, 262-638-0529, 262-638-0529. 0529. And what's happening there right now?
Operators are standing by to take your call.
They are. And it doesn't cost a thing to go and talk to the attorneys. There's no reason not to. So we're happy to have Shanaz back with us. We really missed you. But we understand that you had a first experience on your extended vacation.
I did. I went to my first rodeo in Dallas, in Fort Worth. Actually.
So from here on out, you'll be able to say, this ain't my first rodeo.
Yes, Attorney Cabranes said the same thing earlier when I told him.
You know why?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that saying before.
Because we are really old.
Yeah.
That's why. We are older than dirt. So you went to New York.
Yes.
You went to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Where else did you go?
That's it. Those are the two places that I went.
Any temptation to leave the Dairyland on your journey? Permanently.
Oh, well, always. I'm just kidding.
You're not just kidding. I keep having
kidding.
You're kidding, yes, but you're not just kidding. Did you hear the statistic? There was a study that came out that said that 58% of all women on a regular basis consider leaving their husband or significant other. Let's take another poll. Again, anonymously, how many of the female members of the Cabranes Law Office that are in attendance here at WRJN on a regular basis think about leaving their significant others? 100%.
No.
Do not.
There was only one hand that went up, and that was yours.
Yeah, but I wasn't part of the voting public.
Oh, or we just learned something new.
It was 100, what, that I'm a woman?
Yeah.
My wife would be very interested to know that, and our six children. Well, thank you, guys. It's always a wonderful time to see you. We'll see you next week, unless Shanaz decides to move out of the state.
Well, that's going to be very difficult since she just bought a home.
Yes. Well, you can, so I'm stuck here.
You can sell a home.
Not easily. I mean, it's, you know, it's...
Not in
the winter
months.
More involved in renting.
And I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're trying to sell a home and you've got real estate issues, call the Cabranes Law Office at 262-638-0529 because they know some wonderful real estate lawyers.
This has been a sponsored conversation with Attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Get your questions ready and tune in again next Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock for your chance to call in right here on your radio friend, WRJN.
Your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine, FM 98.1 Kenosha, and FM 99.9 Racine.